In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Wednesday today, the 12th of September. Glad, as always, to have you with us, everybody. One hopes that whatever portion of the population of North and South Carolina and Virginia that is listening to this program in their cars is listening as they drive away from low ground. Hurricane Florence is going to be on shore in a day or less. Those who aren't gone already are, again, one hopes, packing up their cars, their families, their possessions, and heading west. But not everybody's got or can afford a car of their own to get out. So what does evacuation look like if you're in the danger zone and don't have a set of wheels? Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
80-foot waves were crashing off the coast of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina this afternoon, and buses were wrapping up free evacuations before time ran out, transporting local residents, foreign students, tourists.
And in addition to that, you had our seasonal workers, H-2Bs, who were in town for the season to work at hotels and in the hospitality industry.
Michelle Canty of the Coast Regional Transport Authority was in her car making another run between her agency and a shelter. A mandatory evacuation presents tough choices for everyone. What to take, what to leave. But when you don't have a car and you're on the bus,
limit it to basically what you can fit in the seat with you. So it's a bag or a couple of small bags.
Moving people out of the Myrtle Beach area will cost the transit agency about $20,000, and it's just a small part of the evacuation zone. There are about 400,000 households without cars in the overall danger zone, says Diane Yentel of the National Low Income Housing Coalition. Many of them are low income.
You know, evacuations can be expensive. If shelters are full, it can mean needing money for a motel room.
A recent survey from the Department of Housing and Urban Development found less than 40% of renters and 12% of homeowners had access to the money they might need to evacuate in an emergency. But Yentel points out the timing of this storm might give some relief.
You know, at this time in the month, people that are living paycheck to paycheck may still have a little of one of those paychecks unspent
to cover the costs of evacuation. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.